cross the line. You won't heed this final call. Evil world, you've come together as one. See your soldiers dying, for you claim God's blessing you. That lie, the greatest lie of all.
You can't go on pretending day by day that the God of judgment is dead and gone.
You are all a part of the devil's family, and the truth, you're all headed straight to hell. God hates the world and all her people. You, everyone, face a fiery day for your proud city. It's too late to change his mind. You lived out your vain lives, storing up God's wrath for all eternity.
Well, you knew God's law, but you disobeyed it all. Spent your lives chasing your lust and lies,
serving all your idols, fag beasts and bloody flags. Fires of hell are waiting there for you. God hates the world.
We know he hates you.
And all her people. Fiery day for your proud sinning.
So just stop it.
It's too late to change his mind. You lived out your vain lives, storing up God's wrath for all eternity.
His prophets came standing in his place. Your violent ways, you cursed him to his face.
Well, you will soon realize your destruction draweth nigh.
You will all stand together and fall. God hates the world and all her people. You, everyone, face a fiery day. Change his mind. You lived out your vain lives, storing up God's wrath for all eternity. God hates the world.
He hates you
and all her people.
That means you.
Everyone, face a fiery day for your proud sinning.
Just obey him.
It's too late to change his mind. Lived out your vain lives, storing up God's wrath for all eternity. You'll eat your kids.
Yeah, you'll eat them.
You hateful people.
The siege is coming.
You, everyone, face a fiery day for your proud sinning.
Proud sinners.
It's too late to change his mind. You lived out your vain lives, storing up God's wrath for all eternity. God hates the world and all her people. You, everyone, face a fiery day for your proud sinning. It's too late to change his mind. Your vain lies, storing up God's wrath for all eternity.
All right. That joyous little ditty was brought to you by the Westboro Baptist Church, the people who brought you God Hates Fags, You Eat Your Kids, and thank God for 9/11.
And it doesn't end there. Fags doom nations. God is your enemy. Crazy bullshit, yes.
Yeah, these are the people that show up for funerals for American soldiers and claim that God hates them. These are the people who claim that God is mad at us and that's why 9/11 happened. And
basically, yeah, the Westboro Baptist Church is everybody's worst fucking nightmare. Religious or not, they are the extreme of the extreme.
Yeah, they're essentially American terrorists, although as far as I know, they haven't... See, I haven't looked into it that far. Maybe they have, but as far as I know, they haven't actually planned any attacks or anything, but they show up and just fuck with people. Like they show, like I said, they show up to people's funerals and antagonize the family, carrying around signs that say, God hates dead soldiers. Your pastor is a whore.
Yeah, they got the craziest signs you can think of. That's probably them. Like, planes crash, God laughs.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, every time?
It's like the most dumb shit you've ever seen. These people come up with it. Whatever they hate, they will come up with the sign to, you know, to piss you off and ruin your day.
Yeah, I still don't know what the, like, you eat your kids thing is about. Like, is that some kind of weird reference to abortion? I mean, do they know how abortion
works?
I have
no idea. No idea what that has anything to do with.
Like, they know we don't actually eat them afterwards, right? And I don't know what that's in reference to.
That wouldn't even make any sense if it had anything to do with abortion.
I don't know what else it could have anything to do with, unless it's supposed to be, like, metaphorical, like we're chewing up and spitting out our children, we're churning out fags and, you know, sinners and...
They don't seem like they're very with, you know, the metaphorical bullshit. They're more to the
point.
Pretty
direct most of the time.
Very direct,
God hates fags is pretty direct.
Yeah. GodHatesFags.com, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about this because it's like it almost takes care of itself because anybody with a functioning brain sees this and goes, what the fuck? I mean, even if you don't, like, even if you agree that God hates fags, you, like, watch these people wander around with these signs and you can't get on board with these people, even if you agree on that one point or some other point.
Yeah.
They're just nuts.
Well, shit, you hear that song. Shit, literally, all we had to do is go, all right, you got it? All right, yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, we heard that, right? We didn't even have to address it.
You don't even have to say anything. It's so bad. It really kind of takes me back to, like, when you watch episodes of Swapping or Wife Swap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like... There's the normal family and then the fucking crazy family. They bring the crazy wife into the normal home. And after, like, well, in both homes, but after like 2 or 3 days, they establish their own rules. And they're obviously bullshit. And they just think, you know, this family is fucked up. And I have all these rules. All this shit in my head is right. The way we work is right. And the only way, you know.
Yeah. I don't have much else to say about these people.
Right. Well, yeah, it's kind of comedic to me. Like, anything these people dislike, they can make a sign for it, and you'll be like, oh, those fucking crazy Westboro Baptist Church folk. Yeah. Like, shit, if, like, God hates the way you cut your grass or the way you plant your flowers.
I don't even have a good way to wrap this up. Like, I just you know, like, I don't have, like, a bottom line for... It's just, they're fucking nuts.
They're fucking nuts, yeah.
Like,
right.
They're more nuts. I think all religious people are kind of nuts, but these people give everyone a bad name.
Yeah, but...
just by being associated.
If you weren't aware of them, you should be, because they are something to be feared. They are terrifying. They terrify me, anyway.
Yeah, they're the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
So this weekend, we were at a friend's house, our friend Nate's house, for what he calls the Natopian Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Of course, I was waiting for you guys to get out of work, and we went over there kind of late at night. I figured it's like a party, and, you know, everybody's drinking and stuff.
Yeah,
I figured
this was being planned for months.
I figured it'd still be going on, but we got there, and everybody had already left.
Yeah. So, there was some bullshit that went on, but... And I won't get into it, but yeah, at the Natopia, it's a place where your wildest dreams will come true.
Well, Natopia is really just Nate's house.
Yeah, it's a friend of ours. He throws some amazing parties. He lives out in the sticks, you know, where no one can fuck with you and bug you, call the cops on you.
If you've been listening to the show for a while, Nate is the guy that Orion got drunk with and got in not really a fight, but like kind of a spiritual experience. And
yeah, we got so fucking drunk. It was that guy. We got so drunk. This was one of my drunk stories that we were playing Fight Club, punching each other in the face. And it got to the point where I like chipped his tooth and he spit it out and I grabbed it. And I picked him up like a bro and I swallowed it and said, now we are one.
Right.
That kind of shit.
So that's Nate.
That's Nate, yeah. And he has this place and he calls it Natopia. It's party haven.
So we went over there for what he calls the Natopian Summer Olympics, and there were supposed to be events and stuff. The only one I know for sure was the keg toss.
Yeah.
Where I guess you just throw... I'd heard of keg tosses before, but I didn't know what it was. I guess you just throw a keg.
Yeah, there's a bunch of fun shit to be had, but... when we showed up, there was nobody there but them, just the homeowners. But nonetheless, we still had a great fucking time.
Yeah, so we didn't know nobody was going to be there when we showed up. We expected a bunch of people. But when we got there, I mean, he lives out in the middle of fucking nowhere. So we were already there and they were already kind of drunk. And we just decided, fuck it, we'll make the best of it and get our drink on. Nate had a keg.
Yeah.
So we started doing beer bongs and just...
shots and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, Aldi. If you don't know who Aldi is, if you haven't been listening that long, Aldi is Orion's fiance. Aldi did some shots of grape vodka and threw up.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Getting our shots on, drinking from the keg. There was, Nate brought this crazy beer out that was like...
Oh, yeah. He brews his 15%. Own beer. And he made this one with wormwood in it that he had us try. And,
holy shit.
And not very good. I'm not much of a beer connoisseur myself. Orion likes beer. I just drink it because it doesn't make me throw up and I like to get drunk.
Yeah, this beer, like, I'm a big fan of IPAs. Basically, an IPA stands for Imperial Pale Ale or India Pale Ale. And it refers back to, I don't want to get into this too much, but back in the day when they were making beers, like way back in the day, they'd ship them and they'd show up sour and really bad tasting. So they're like, how can we get this to, you know, destinations that were further out and they'd still taste good? So they added more hops, more alcohol. So today we have these IPAs and I'm a big fan of those, more hops and shit, more alcohol. And this beer was just loaded with hops, loaded with alcohol. And it really, you take a swig of it, it's worse than any shot of liquor you can take. This thing will bite you by the back of your taint. And it was good, but goddamn.
I didn't know you were such a beer historian.
I'm sorry. I like beer.
Basically, the Imperial Pale Ale dates back to 1705. No, that's fine. Yeah, this beer was... I said that it tasted like grapefruit to me. And this is kind of like almost a running gag with me, except I don't do it on purpose. Lots of times I'll taste something and then turn around and say it tastes like something else and nobody ever agrees with me.
Yeah, what's an example? Like
like Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. It doesn't taste exactly like
this.
But to me, Diet Coke has a hint of I think it's the aspartame, but it has a hint of a flavor that reminds me of carrots.
I don't taste carrots.
Nobody I've ever said that to has been like, yeah, you're right.
But Kyle will try shit that he's never had before and you're like, hey, try this. And he'll be like, And he'll throw out some random flavor, like, this tastes like trees.
I remember.
It's like, what?
I remember I said something tasted like wood. I think I tried whiskey. Hennessy and said it tasted like wood varnish, but I don't think that one's that outlandish.
It's not that far out, but you're known for coming up with crazy flavors for shit you've never tried. It is a running gag.
To be fair, though, after I said that it tasted like grapefruit, you were like, what the fuck? Kyle does this all the time.
Yeah.
But then you...
aftertaste did taste like grapefruit.
Yeah, it was the same kind of bitterness as a grapefruit. Like, it didn't taste exactly like grapefruit. But
yeah. So I agree on that part, but yeah.
Anyway, it was fucking disgusting. I drank like half the bottle and...
Yeah.
I guess it had wormwood in it, and Nate was like... If you drink enough of it, it'll make you trip. Well, I guess half a bottle isn't enough because I just got drunk.
But. Well, I can imagine, yeah. I can drink a fuckload of, you know, regular beers, but when I'm on that IPA kind of shit, hopped up, I drink a six-pack and I'm on the floor and I'm unconscious. So this shit, I can imagine one bottle throw me off. But anyways.
Right, so we were just drinking and hanging out. just normal shit. Nothing really crazy. And then Nate got us to try the keg toss. We tried to throw the keg across the yard, which was fun, I guess. And you put a big dent in the yard with the keg.
Yeah, I did.
But then we were hanging out in the garage, just kind of talking and stuff. And it was raining. And, well, you might have to take this away because I'm not really sure why it happened.
Well, here's what happened. Like, basically, when I came back, my face is busted up. My toe is busted up. I'm in absolute physical pain.
When you came back? From what?
From the, well, at right now. From Natopia.
Oh. Well, you can't start at the end of the story.
That's true. What am I doing? All right. So we're in the garage and it started raining and, you know, we're getting our drink on. We got PBR on tap and shit on the keg. So Nate and I strip naked and we run out in the rain. Nice rain. It was a good rain, too. Like, it was really pouring. I don't know what was going through my head. I was drunk, but it seemed like a great idea.
Was it your idea or Nate's idea to get naked? Because that's what I was talking about when I said, I don't know what caused it.
He gave me that look and he goes, dude, let's go get naked out in the rain. And I didn't even have a second thought. We both just started unbuckling our belts and taking our pants down, stripping down, and did it.
And like, the next fucking thing I know, you're both standing there completely naked with your hands cupping your balls.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, you guys are both
naked. We went out and ran in his yard, and I don't know if you've seen the cover of Shawshank Redemption, where, you know, he's standing there out in the rain with his arms up. That's what I did. I was out there just standing there, arms up, just feeling the rain on my face. It felt amazing. Oh, it was intense.
So you guys wrestled around a little bit?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Touched dicks.
We frolicked around and started wrestling, and we were touching dicks, not on purpose. It was more for a reaction, I guess. But
for a reaction?
Nobody was out to watch, so it was just like, who gives a shit, you know? Fuck it. Just, we're having a good time. We're comfortable with our sexuality.
Yeah, me and Aldi and Nate's fiance, we're just hanging out in the garage. You guys are running around naked. We're like, okay, it's raining. We're just going to hang out here.
Yeah.
And then you come back.
We came back with beer cups on our nuts.
Well, you came back and Aldi gave you beer cups.
Oh, that's true, because she didn't want to see our nuts. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was too awkward. But we convinced you guys to join in at some point.
Not exactly. The most I was convinced to do was to get down to my boxers.
Yeah.
I was not running around naked.
And the ladies were half naked, yeah. But
well, they were also in their underwear. They still had their bras on.
Yeah, which is okay. But as long as everybody got out there and had a good time.
I don't really, like, I did that just because everybody was fucking doing it, you know, like, and I thought it was kind of funny, but I don't really get the whole naked thing. Like, I know a lot of people are like, if I could, I'd be naked all the time, man. I'm most comfortable naked. And I get it a little bit. Like, it makes sense. You know, that's your natural state as a human being. You weren't born with clothes on.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the desire to be naked.
You got
to
be drunk.
The supposed freedom in nudity. I don't
appreciate everybody wanting to be naked all the time. Like, even if we were sober and we were just grilling. And they're like, dude, I'm getting naked running around. Well, fuck you. I don't want to see that. You know, if you get a few beers in you and you're running around and you're not really thinking about it, you're just having a good time. Everybody's hopefully on that level where they're like, nobody gives a shit.
So. Well, I didn't give a shit. I wasn't like, ew, you guys fucking put that shit away. But like, this seems to be a thing with you. Like, when you get drunk, you want to get naked.
I can't vouch for that because right now I'm not drunk, but it's like a feel good thing. And
but this isn't the first time. Like, you've gotten drunk and gotten naked. And did you actually go outside and go streaking once? I know you've wanted to.
No, you guys fought me away from the door, or at least Aldi did. The other times I was unconscious, so I don't recall anything.
Right. But my point is that like, this is like some kind of deep, like, urge of yours. Like, it's buried most of the time, but when you get drunk, it comes to the surface, and this is just something you really want to do.
I don't know. I have no idea. Just always wanted to do it, and I just don't care what anybody thinks when you get to that point of intoxication. So. But during this shit, like, before we ran out naked, I was running from Ollie because I was picking on her and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're out in the sticks, and the road is dirt, you know, dirt road, dirt driveway, you know, just gravel. And I'm running from Aldi because I was picking on her. I said something, and I'm running like full speed, like, to get away from her. And there was like a patch of like weeds or some shit growing out from the driveway
uh-huh.
that just as I looked over my shoulder, I missed. I didn't see it. and running full speed, I tripped over it. So I'm like midair and I fucking face plant on my face and my knees and I'm skidding, you know, like I fell off my bike as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, ooh, that really hurt, whatever, because I'm kind of intoxicated. So I get up and I go back into the shed, the garage. And you guys were sipping on your beers, and you're like, whoa, shit, dude, you're bleeding.
Yeah, your face is all busted up. You've got a big gouge on, like right between your eyebrows, kind of, on the bridge of your nose. You got another little cut on your upper lip, and then a big, like, scrape on your chin. You were bleeding from all three spots.
Yeah, it was stupid.
At first, I just thought you were bleeding from the forehead and it was dripping on down your face. But I don't know how you, like, your nose didn't get in the way.
My nose didn't get it. Yeah,
how you were able to
forehead, lips, and chin. Yeah, I don't have a Jew nose, thank God. But
you look like the cover of that Andrew WK album.
Yeah,
he's all busted up and bleeding everywhere.
That didn't stop the party, man. Yeah, it didn't stop the party, and we went on to get naked and do all that shit. Had a great time. But when I was running around the yard and it's all dark because, you know, they don't have that many lights, but I'm running around. They had like a fire pit thing. I don't even know what to call it, but it was out in the middle of the grass. There wasn't even a fire pit in the backyard, like no sand or rocks, just grass. And this fucking big thing of metal that you put, you know, you make a fire pit into was out there and I tripped over it, but it had a big jagged hole in the side of it. And I just happened to like gracefully put my foot into it and trip over it. As I was running full speed naked. So the rest of the night, like, my foot was bleeding like crazy.
Yeah, and the cuts were all on the bottom of your foot, and you were too drunk to really explain how it happened.
Yeah, it just felt like I stubbed my toe.
I thought you just kind of, like, I couldn't see where you were bleeding from. I thought you just kind of stubbed your toe, and maybe, like, you were bleeding from, like, you know, next to the toenail, kind of,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, like I scraped it.
But then the next day, we got a good look at it, and it's fucking, like... You're cut in like three, like you've got like two like gills on the bottom of your toe.
Yeah.
And then like a hole that looks somebody jabbed a pencil in there or something.
It was all fucked up. And their garage, their shed is so covered in blood. I felt so bad.
Yeah. It looks like.
Oh, man.
I don't know what it looks like. It looks like they were dragging a dead body through there or something. There's blood all over the floor, kind of smeared around.
Yeah. I remember.
You were still bleeding the next day.
Yeah. I was in the shed and I was just standing there drinking my beer. And I took a step to the side and there was like a big puddle where I was stepping. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm bleeding, dude. And then I step back again. I'm like, what's going on? Because I thought I just stubbed my toe. And I step back and there's another big puddle of blood. So every time I move, there's blood. I'm like, God damn, dude, I'm bleeding, guys. I didn't take a look at it because at the point I was too drunk. I didn't give a shit. I'm just like, haha, I'm bleeding.
Right.
But damn, yeah, I really fucked myself up.
Did it not really start hurting until the next day? Or
next day, I couldn't walk. Yeah.
I guess that's partially because you were drunk. But it's weird how that can happen anyway. You know, you like hurt yourself, cut yourself. You don't even notice until you realize you're bleeding everywhere. It happens to me when I'm totally sober.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird how that can happen. Then all of a sudden, you notice it's there. And then you start to feel like the sting.
It's like if I punched you in the nose when you were sober, like, you'd be like, ooh, that kind of hurt. But I'd be like, dude, your nose is like off to the side and it's bleeding everywhere.
Right.
Oh, really? Let me check. Oh, shit. Ow!
It's weird how you can feel it until you see it.
That and, alcohol, you know, being the numbing agent. I didn't feel shit. It was like, I just kind of brushed it off. Yeah, stupidity.
And then, of course, the next day, you guys decided to go tubing down the river.
Tubing down the river, yep. And, we went down this river nearby, went tubing. You know, you grab a tube, grab some beers, float a cooler, just float down the river, drinking beers. And
this tubing phenomenon is something I had never heard of until, like, 2 years ago. And now, all of a sudden, you guys are, like, nonstop tubing.
I didn't hear of it till a couple years ago. And I always thought they'd tube down the river. I'm like, with a boat, you know, because there's tubing. When somebody
like pulling
pulls
you on, yeah.
with a boat, yeah, and then, you know, being ignorant, I later on found that you just grab some inner tubes, tie each other together with a cooler that's floating.
And you kind of make it into like a big raft.
Big raft, yeah, and just float down the river.
I don't think the cooler is actually a requirement. I'm pretty sure you can do it sober.
That's true, yeah, but most of the people, it's a drinking thing.
You grab a cooler.
You get out there, relax, drink some beers and whatnot.
But I was hungover as shit. We were all wasted, and you were more drunk than I was. But for some reason, you have this like magic ability to, rather than get hungover, not that you've never been hungover, but most of the time, and if you get really drunk, instead of being hungover when you wake up the next day, you wake up still drunk.
Yeah, I don't feel the hungover, you know, symptoms, the hangover symptoms, but
I wish that would happen for me.
I wake up and I feel great, but I'm like, I'm still drunk.
I always feel like...
I'm not saying I've never been hungover. Like, if I drink enough, I'll get a fucking headache. I'll feel like shit. But most of the time, I wake up feeling fantastic, but I'm still intoxicated.
Almost every time I drink, I wake up the next day with a headache and like a gurgly stomach, like I gotta take a diarrhea dump.
God.
Every time, it doesn't matter. Like, sometimes it's more severe than others, depending on how much I drank, but...
Well, that sucks.
But I never have ever woken up just drunk still.
So that must... Kyle stayed behind.
Yeah, I ended up staying behind for two main reasons. One being that I was hungover as shit. The other being that I wasn't ready. I guess it's three reasons. The other being that I wasn't ready, and I was wearing a black t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, we weren't prepared. It wasn't fair. None of us had swimming trunks or anything.
I'm pale as shit. I don't have any, like, sunscreen, and the sunscreen that they had was, like,
SPF 6.
6?
6.
I thought it was 15, but...
Nope.
Yeah, so... So if I had gone out, I knew I was going to burn. I was going to get all the energy sapped out of me by the sun. And yep. Fucking Nate was trying to get me to wear these cut-off jean shorts that he just made.
Yeah.
That were like, they weren't quite ass shorts, but they were a little too short for my taste.
You didn't cut them low enough?
I don't really like shorts to begin with, but these would have been like mid-thigh. Like, these weren't even to the knees. Like,
hot. You'd look like a fag. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you don't like tubing to begin with.
Yes, and I'm not a big... it's not that I hate it or anything. I'm just not a big fan.
Not a big fan.
It doesn't do much for me. Like, floating in the water for like 6 hours is not my idea of a good time.
Yeah.
But...
I love it.
So yeah, I stayed behind, took a nap. You guys went out. Then you come back like 6 hours later.
Yeah.
And you are just scorched.
Oh yeah, I'm burnt. Oh shit. I put on SPF 6 for redheads. That's a joke.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You might as well just be putting on butter and going to get cooked. Yeah.
We were out there so fucking long. Yeah, I got cooked. So on top of having a, you know, fucked up face, my knees are scraped to shit.
Yep.
I fucked my toe up tripping over this fucking fire pit thing out in the yard. So it's bleeding like crazy. And I get a sunburn from hell. Like, I can't even fucking move at the end of this Natopia event.
Yeah, so when we finally come home, you're limping from your toe.
Yep.
You got a busted up face. Looks like you got in a fight with like 6 black dudes. Yeah. And you can barely move because your whole body is crispy.
Yep. I couldn't sleep. Yeah, it was... I called it a success because we had a great time, but man, the aftermath. It's kind of like, you know, having a party, you get drunk. That night was a success, but the next day is like torture, but you accept that. So I called it a success, but the aftermath was definitely misery. I don't regret it.
It was good times overall.
But, yeah. Naked in the rain. Nothing tops that shit. Except it was cold rain, and my dick was so tiny. I was kind of ashamed. Me and Nate were, like, comparing dicks. I know we were. We didn't, like, compare them. Like, dude, can I check you out? Can you check me out? We were just kind of glancing down and up.
You didn't, like, hold them out next to each other?
No. But I knew we were looking at each other, and we were both pretty even. He was a little bit bigger than me, but...
Did either one of you get a boner?
No, with the cold rain? Fuck that.
How awkward would that have been?
At that point in time, I don't know.
One of you's walking around.
Who knows?
Around.
We would have started butt-fucking just to get a reaction out of you guys. I don't know.
That's why, yeah.
So, I don't know if we'll do that again.
Hey, guys, check this out. Get it?
Hey, guys, can you come out here for a sec? Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, we're butt-fucking.
At one point, Nate was chasing me around with his dick flopping around. Like, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a homophobe not to want to be chased around by a naked man with his dick flopping around.
It's just a dick. But yeah, I can see where he comes from. Natopia rules.
Yeah, every time we come home from there, we've lost something or are injured somehow or just hung over as shit.
Yeah.
Like this time, Aldi forgot the camera that you guys brought with us.
Yeah. She forgot to bring it home, yeah.
Which has pictures of you and Nate cupping your balls, and dicks everywhere.
Yeah, we should post those maybe.
Isn't there a picture? I wasn't there for this part, but didn't Aldi like draw a face on your dick
fuck,
or something?
Yeah.
Take a picture of it?
Yeah, we forgot the camera. And I'm like, oh, no big deal, whatever. But then I realized, like, days later, I'm like, oh, shit, there's fucking photos of my dick on this camera with smiley faces on them that Aldi took. She likes to do this. I don't know. All the time, every time, she's got a marker nearby. She's like, can I draw a little smiley face on it? And every once in a while, I'll let her do it. But, you know, I just happen to let her, and they're on the camera. hope they don't look through it.
Is the smiley face, like, pointing up at you, like it's looking at you, so it's got like a blowhole in the top of its head? Or is it like, is the mouth over the hole, so it's facing out? Or
it's like if you're looking right at it, like if you were gonna blow me, there's like a little beard on it. There's like a big face going there's a big line going like a side to side through my urethra opening.
So it's like he's smiling and whistling at the same time.
Then there's two giant eyes and only one has a pupil.
Does she draw like hair on top?
No, no hair.
Or glasses?
No, not this time. but yeah, it's on the camera, so I'm hoping they don't go through it.
Yeah.
Like, let's pull this, because there's photos of them on there that we took, and we're all, you know, all about putting up photos on Facebook and shit. So I hope they didn't grab the flashcard and put it up on their computer and they're like, whoa, what's this?
Well, to be fair, if they put pictures of your dick on Facebook, Facebook would take them down. Like,
I'm not worried about them putting them up. I'm just worried about them seeing it.
Well, it's not like they haven't seen your dick. I mean, you were naked all night.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, they were drunk. Maybe they'll forget. But
I guess they weren't examining it.
From what I asked, I'm like, this is such a douche thing to ask, but I'm like, Aldi, did I look okay naked, like running around? Like, how was my ass? She goes, oh, it was fine. It was great.
How was my ass?
You looked kind of gay frolicking, but I looked okay, so yeah, I'm not too worried.
Well, speaking of gay shit, I think it's time for
Austin's Voicemail Corner. Yeah!
Hey, guys. I'm just about an hour into this show right now, and I actually had heard some interesting bullshit, but I'm not sure if it's bullshit because I don't know enough gay people in my daily life to know if it is bullshit, but every gay person I can think of that I know their family history, it is true, unfortunately. My best friend is a pastor. He became a pastor. He was either going to be a pastor or he was going to be a movie director for a bunch of, like, goopy-ass comedies. Didn't really work out in his favor for that, so he ended up being a pastor. Now, he's down in my area for some convention, and he's telling me that some study that the church folk did was for why gay people are gay. And the big thing they came up with was because they have bad relationships with their father, so they are looking so hard for a male relationship that it becomes a deviant kind of a thing and becomes a gay relationship. Now, I kind of think, you know, that's retarded and all that shit, but I do think that's also a possibility. People become shit deviants because they, you know, want to get shit on because they got scolded so bad when they were a kid and shit. So it's like this no-no, I can't do this kind of a thing. Where I understand there are enough people who can distort something from something they're missing in their life that it becomes some weird, oh, I'm going to murder people and eat their brains or whatever. Now, I'm not saying that this is true. I don't really believe it, but I think it has some merit for some cases, just like, I don't know, it's a small percentage, I would imagine. But the problem is every gay person I know, which is around 10 or so, all of them have issues with either both their parents or their dad, and like some of them are extremely glaring issues, and I won't mention them because some of them are relatives, but you know, nobody wants to hear that crap. But anyway, so I figured I'd put out there that they think it's because daddy didn't like them enough, but yeah, later.
Alright, so that's like the whole nature versus nurture argument, you know, like Are gay people gay because they're born that way, or
yeah, is it a choice?
Is it a choice, or is it just something that happens? Like, even if it's not something they can help, you know, is it something that happens psychologically at some point? Is it a psychological disorder?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't personally believe that it's a choice, for one, and I for the most part, I think it's probably not a psychological disorder. And to a certain extent, you have to kind of stop and go, well, what makes something a psychological disorder in the first place. Like, it's fairly easy to say that it's not normal to want to murder people and eat their brains, but it's kind of hard to say whether being gay is normal or not. Is that deviant? I mean, you can't procreate having gay sex, but animals do it too, you know?
You know what? I don't think it lies on just not being a choice, like you're born with it. I think it can be a choice. I think your sexuality can go either way. Like, just because, you know, people out there think you might choose to be gay, you know, there's no way you could be born this way. It could go either way. Like, say you're not gay and you try it and you like it. So what? You know, some people are out there like that. Bisexuality, you know?
Well, the thing is, I think the vast majority of the time it's not a choice. I think it's possible just because there are so many people out there that there have been people who have chosen to be gay for attention or whatever else.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or maybe they're bi and they've just decided that they're gay instead.
They like it, whatever.
But I think the vast majority of people who are gay don't choose to be gay. It's, you know, they just are. I'm just attracted to people of the same sex. I can't help it. That's just the way
I am. Can't help it, yeah.
But I also think that it's probably mostly a genetic thing. Like, it's probably mostly that they just are born that way, that when they hit whatever age it is, that they start becoming attracted to whatever they're attracted to. That's just what happens.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised, again, just because of how many people there are out there, if some of it might actually be a psychological thing. Like, in some cases, maybe because of your history, like, maybe you were molested as a child or something and that somehow fucked with your brain.
Yeah. Or daddy neglected you and you need that male figure that, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not the most popular opinion at all. And even in those cases, even if that's the case, and sometimes it is like a psychological thing, like something happened that triggered it and now that this is the way you are. Even if that's the case, I think you can't help it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's still, this is who I'm attracted to. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I still think it's fine. You know, like, I still think people shouldn't be looked down upon for it, even if that's the case.
Yeah, definitely. In my case, like, all the gay dudes I know or the gay females, they can't help it. It's not their choice. They were just how it ended up happening. I don't know about Austin. I don't think I know anybody that ended up, you know, choosing it. Based on, you know, psychological issues or issues with their
even if it's based on psychological issues, I don't think you choose it. Like, for example, and this is, again, probably not going to be a popular example, but I'll explain what the difference is in a minute. But, for example, pedophiles, I don't think choose to be attracted to children.
Yeah.
I don't think they were necessarily born that way, but at some point something happened that made them attracted to children as opposed to adults. And they don't choose it. They just can't help it. They do. This is where I think the difference is. They do choose whether or not they're going to go out and fuck children.
Yeah.
And fucking children is a problem because they most likely are not consenting to this. Or they're consenting under, like, pressure, you know, like, you have to do this. And they're like, well, I'm a fucking kid and you're an adult. I guess I have to do it.
Yeah. You're a predominant adult figure, authority figure.
Whereas being gay isn't predatory. Like I said, even if you could classify it as a psychological disorder, which I think is disingenuous, I don't think it is a psychological disorder. But even if you could classify it that way, it's still harmless. It's still two consenting adults doing something they want to do.
Yeah.
It's like people who have fetishes, like somebody who has a shoe fetish. Like, shoes, we're not born with shoes. That's obviously something going on in their head. They're not born attracted to shoes. But if you have a shoe fetish, you're not hurting anybody, so yeah, do what you want.
Yeah.
We're not going to make a law that says you can't have a closet full of high heels that you jerk off over. I kind of forgot where I was going with this. I'm getting all hot and bothered thinking about all those stilettos.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an interesting thing because a lot of times, depending on who you're talking to, if you were to say, I don't think being gay is a choice, but I think it's possible that sometimes it's not necessarily something you're born with. It could be triggered by something. If you say that to the wrong person, they might get all upset and mad, but I don't really see why, because we don't know for sure. And that's not necessarily a problem if that's how it happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a problem. And everybody's different. So you can't say, you know, one way or the other that this is how it is.
They're just too many people, in my mind, there are just too many people out there for it to be the exact same thing every time that causes it. Like, I believe that it is absolutely sometimes something you're born into, but it's also entirely possible that sometimes it's triggered by something.
Yeah, and it's evidence enough that have you taken a look at all the fetishes out there? There's thousands of just people out there with the strangest fucking things that they can't help being just attracted to, and they, you know, they come over the shit.
Yeah, people who like to be spanked, people who like to be shat on.
Thousands
of people
who
like to have sex with cars, like we talked about in another
episode. Yeah, yeah.
If all of those things can be triggered by some kind of psychological thing in your life, because obviously you're not born attracted to cars. Like I said, cars are not a part of our biology or anything. We invented those. You're not born attracted to cars. But, you know, if all of those things can be triggered by something, why couldn't an attraction to people of the same sex be triggered by something psychologically?
Exactly.
But then the problem with that is that you then run into the question of, is it or is it not a mental illness that should be cured, you know, that you should seek therapy for? And I don't think it is, because you're not hurting anybody. You're not hurting yourself. So,
yeah, it's none of your fucking business what people want to do in their own bedroom with a consensual adult.
But it is curious, because it brings up whether or not, even if it doesn't need to be cured, it brings up the question of whether or not it could be, and whether or not, if it could be, should people be allowed to seek a cure for their gayness if they wanted to?
Yeah.
Like, I would think if there was a way to make you not gay anymore and people wanted to do it, then sure, I guess. Like,
That's a social thing, though. Definitely. I don't know if I'd agree with it. I mean, if you have strict parents out there, obviously, you know, and it's predominantly, say, they're from the South and they're conservative, and that tends to be the group that looks down on this shit.
Right.
And you can't live in that kind of society. But you want to not be gay to please them and, you know, adapt to this shit around you. Yeah, go for it, but it's wrong. You shouldn't deny yourself ever.
See, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, you shouldn't be forced to deny yourself.
Yeah.
Like, nobody should say, "Hey, you're gay. That's wrong. Here's a pill that makes you not gay anymore." But if for some reason you didn't, like, for some reason you didn't want to be gay anymore, should you be denied the ability to take this imaginary pill that I've just made up?
Yeah, if there was, okay, but in the real world, there is no cure, and you will always have those impulses.
It's a weird PC issue, because there might very well be. I mean, if you can manipulate the brain with accuracy, you could probably make a person want to do or not want to do anything you wanted. So theoretically, someday there could be the technology or the medication that could make you not gay anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a weird issue, because it's like a PC issue when it really shouldn't be. Like I said, you shouldn't be forced into it, but you can't even research that.
There's no way.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, no, not that it's physically impossible to research. It's fully possible to research it. There's somebody who's claimed they found the gay gene, you know.
Jesus.
It's theoretically possible, but you wouldn't be allowed to, because it would be seen as like almost a hate crime to look into that.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just exploring knowledge. You know, you don't necessarily have to apply it.
Yeah, and you can't deny that. You can't, you know, put restrictions on that.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting how social norms and social ideas can affect the quest for knowledge. You know, it's kind of like stem cell research. Like, for the longest time, it's been difficult to do stem cell research, because there is a great enough percentage of the population that thinks that that's like, both thinks that it's killing human beings to do research.
Yeah.
And thinks that it's idiot. Playing God.
Playing God, yeah.
The whole playing God thing drives me crazy. Like,
playing God.
There's been talk of maybe cloning a mammoth, because we might have enough genetic information to clone a woolly mammoth.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
That'd be awesome. But it'll almost definitely not happen anytime in the near future, just for largely because people would freak out about it. Like, we're playing God.
We're playing God, yeah.
And of course, shit like Jurassic Park doesn't fucking help. I mean, we don't have the information to clone dinosaurs anyway, but even if we did, it wouldn't happen, because the whole message of that kind of shit is like, we shouldn't do it. Like, we're tempting fate. You know, Jurassic Park ends horribly. But if it were done correctly, a Jurassic Park could actually function perfectly fine.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, the whole, you know, aspiration for knowledge and getting out there with everything we know to make things better and learn from them. And there's groups, there will always be groups out there that will restrict that and put rules on that and say it's playing God or whatever.
Yeah, the playing God thing, like I said, drives me crazy, because I imagine even if there were a God, even if I believed there were a God, he wouldn't leave all this information out there for us to find and just hope we wouldn't find it.
Yeah.
You know?
They're learning too much, yeah.
You weren't supposed to know about DNA.
Shit.
I don't know. So that was Austin's voicemail corner.
Austin's voicemail corner, yeah!
But that's not the only voicemails we got this week.
We got some more, finally.
Yeah, I got a big, big issue with all this gelatinous bullshit, TV media crap surrounding Michael Jackson. This man was no hero. Sure, he's the king of pop, but he's also the king of child porn. He loves kids. There's no question about it. But my question is, why are they not celebrating a true American hero like Ed McMahon? Instead, they want to put this needle dick semi-half of brother up on a pedestal, and they want to make him the king of the week. You know what? Screw that. He's not. He's horrible for society. And he always has been great. He's got great music. He comes from a big financial family of, you know, putting together all kinds of hit records and stuff. Great. Nice job, Joe Jackson. You really did a great job for your family. But stop putting this monster up on a stage. That's all he was, is a talent. And the true talent is people like Ed McMahon, who was a hero for this country, who went out there and served his country, and you don't hear any of it. It's all been brushed under the carpet. Nobody wants to talk about it. They want to have memorials, and they want to honor him, Michael Jackson. They want to honor him, and they want to just put him on this pedestal of bullshit. And it's really a true, true test of where America's moral standards are. So that's what I have to say about that. Please address it, because it makes me sick to my stomach when I think about it. Love the show. Have a great week. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Bye.
Well, it seems pretty obvious to me why the world is freaking out about Michael Jackson dying and talking about it all the time and not Ed McMahon. I mean, well, for one thing, they happened so close together and Ed McMahon happened first, so there wasn't really that much time to talk about Ed McMahon before all of a sudden Michael Jackson died. And on top of that, Ed McMahon was a celebrity, but not on the same scale as Michael Jackson.
Definitely not, yeah.
Michael Jackson was an international superstar. Everybody knows who Michael Jackson is. Even, like, he hasn't even really been musically relevant in, like, at least, like, a decade.
Yeah.
But even little kids know who Michael Jackson is because he's so huge.
Yeah, and if you know the media, you know they're going to play what's gonna, you know, be most popular for the vast majority of the public. So,
and I don't really have a problem with that, because that's their job, is to entertain the public.
Yeah, they just want, you know, ratings. Say someone really important dies, and we later find out, or in the same, you know, time span, they find out grass causes cancer. They're gonna talk about that the whole time.
I don't. No disrespect to Ed McMahon. He seemed like a great guy, but
great guy.
He played second fiddle to Johnny Carson for like 30 years.
Yeah.
He did Star Search, which nobody under the age of like me really even knows what that was anymore.
It was great.
He did Publishers Clearing House or whatever the hell it was, where he goes around handing checks to people. And recently he went almost bankrupt and did commercials for FreeCreditReport.com.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what people know him for. They know him like they know MC Hammer, for like making commercials about himself going broke and losing his mansion.
Yeah,
that's what people know him for now. So that's why he wasn't as big a deal.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, yeah, you even as a little kid being born, you know, will know who he is. So.
And I don't know about, you said something about him, Ed McMahon being a hero and serving his country. I suppose he may have been in the military, but I don't know anything about that. And I think probably most other people don't either.
Yeah, so that might tie into why he wasn't, you know, the spotlight of the media. So.
I mean, Farrah Fawcett just died too, and I haven't heard shit about that since Michael Jackson died either.
It was basically she died, and moving on, Michael Jackson.
I think I've heard more about Billy Mays dying than I've heard about Farrah Fawcett or Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Again, because it happened afterwards.
And who the fuck is Billy Mays? He's just the guy in infomercials.
But again, it's one of those things that everybody knows who
just
Billy...
the more popular...
Well, not everybody, probably not internationally, but everybody knows who Billy Mays is because he was on TV still. He was still relevant.
Yeah.
And plus, it's kind of funny. Like, Billy Mays is like almost an ironic pop culture icon because all he really does is sell shit on TV, but everybody knows who he is. He's the guy that yells all the time, Billy Mays here for OxyClean. He has one volume level for his voice. Like,
yeah. He was definitely...
There's YouTube videos remixing his commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
But the last time I heard about Ed McMahon before he died was... I don't even know.
Fuck.
And
I don't
Farrah
either.
Fawcett, same thing. Last time I heard... Well, the last time I heard about her before she died, I heard about the fact that she was dying. Before that, I have no idea.
Yeah. Blame the media.
I think he is blaming the media, but I don't blame the media. I see they did report on those things. Then Michael Jackson died and it was this huge thing. And it's more interesting too, because there's all these weird scandals that go with it. Like, are his kids really his kids?
Yeah.
Was he using painkillers? Is that why he died? Did he OD? You know, there's all this
stupid
with
the other
shit
people, it's like,
it.
Well, they died. That's about it. That's
Ed
all
McMahon
we got. So moving
Farrah
on.
Fawcett had anal cancer.
Yeah.
Billy Mays, I guess his... Not really sure why Billy Mays died. I think he might have had a heart attack. I heard that
he
was on this flight and something fell on his head and they thought maybe it might have been like a hematoma or an aneurysm or
but
something.
Ultimately, they found out he had heart disease. He had an enlarged heart and
What's
after the autopsy?
Where's the scandal in that?
Yeah, that's about it. And moving on. Oh, wait, Michael Jackson is still dead. All right.
Another voicemail.
Yeah, I got a comment. I got a comment about the belligerent, idiotic people that hold a grudge against our new president of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama. First of all, why do I hear idiot people always talking about, we should shoot that guy, we should shoot that guy. He's such a stupid idiot. He's destroying our country. First of all, he's sweeping up all the bullshit of the former president of the United States, okay? Give the guy a break. He needs to have a break. He needs to be able to come in there, implement everything that he wants to try to, and have a little more than 100 days to do this. So that's my first comment. Now, people that say, yeah, we should go in there. We should nuke Korea. We should nuke Iraq. We should do this. Listen, that's not the way to do it. You don't stop people from getting nuclear power by nuking their country. Are you insane? Are you retarded? We do that, and potentially we get nuked by Russia or China because they're afraid that we might nuke them. So I want to tell all the right-wing Republican people that they need to get off their soapbox and they need to embrace what this country wants, which is change. Listen, I'm not left wing, I'm not right wing, I'm middle wing. But I gave George Bush a shake at being the president. I've given Democrats a shake, and this guy deserves a shake. And these idiotic people are driving me bananas. So let's stop the propaganda machine that Fox News offers. Let's stop all the crap and let's give this guy a fair chance. Fair and balanced, Fox and friends. Fair and balanced. So that's really all I got to say. I just want to check in. Love the show. Want you guys to possibly comment on this. And I'll tune in next week. Have a great, great, great show. See you, bye.
Interestingly enough, we actually got another voicemail that's kind of an opposing view to that.
We want to vote for somebody with a name like Barack Hussein Obama.
Why don't we cut your fucking hair?
Well, why are we electing an Arab when we're at war with Iraq and Iran? I mean, come on, American people. This don't make much sense, does it? We're at war with the Middle East, but we want somebody for president with a name like Barack Hussein Obama? Give us a break.
I think that pretty much says it all.
Yeah, enough said.
Yeah. All right, Morgan Freeman was on 60 Minutes recently talking to Mike Wallace about Black History Month.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on. Tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
You want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
First of all, his reaction to the idea of a White History Month being, well, I'm Jewish, is kind of retarded. he's a white guy. And even if even if you want to separate Jews from whites, which is a weird thing that I've never understood. Like, Jews get to both be a religion and a race.
Never understood that.
And it's completely nonsensical because there are lots of different, racially speaking, there are lots of different kinds of Jews. There are the white Jews. There are more like Iranian Middle Eastern Jews.
Yeah.
So that's nonsense to begin with. But when he says there is no Jewish History Month, there actually is. It's just not as popular as Black History Month. There's a Jewish American History Month. I forget which month it is, but there is one.
Really? Yeah. Never heard of it. Oh, shit.
But it doesn't matter because the...
Yeah, it's aside from the point, but...
The whole point is, why is there a Black History Month? Should there be a Black History Month? And he says, well, how are we going to end racism? As if Black History Month is somehow ending racism. Like, somebody realizes that February is Black History Month, and they're like, you know what? I'm done being a racist.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's stupid.
That is stupid.
If anything, in my opinion, I think it strengthens the divide, because you're pointing out for a fucking month, like, that these people are not us. This is the things that these people have done. They are not us. We are not the same. We have to celebrate what they've done separately, like inventing peanut butter and the cotton gin.
And I can kind of understand where they're coming from. Like, you know, in this society of all these people oppressing this certain group, they finally rise up, and you should celebrate that. But it shouldn't be Black History Month. It should be, you know, the month of these certain people. You shouldn't just, you know, generalize it and say, you know, all blacks did this. You know, no.
What do you mean the month of these certain people? Isn't that the certain people we're talking about are blacks?
Blacks, yeah.
So you think we just shouldn't mention the word black, but we should still have Black History Month? I'm confused.
I don't think we should have Black History Month. We shouldn't call it Black History Month, because that's, you know, giving credit where credit isn't due.
It's, so your only problem is with the...
We should just celebrate, you know, if we have to.
So what do you think we should have, like a Descendants of Slaves Month?
Like, no, we should have we should celebrate Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all them, but I don't know.
For a month?
Throw it in a month, yeah, make it a month, you know, so for them, but not just, we shouldn't give credit where credit isn't due.
But now you're just changing the label. It's still Black History Month, but now you're going to call it something else, like Civil Rights Month or something.
I don't know what I'd call it. Yeah, like Black Hero Month. I don't know.
Well, that's still Black. I don't really understand
just
where
be
you're
more
coming
specific,
from.
I guess. I don't know.
See, that's not the problem I have with it. Like, I think that would still be... If you want to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, we celebrate his birthday. If you want to celebrate Malcolm X, celebrate Malcolm X. But if you lump them all into one month, it's still Black History Month. I don't care what you call it. It doesn't make any difference
and
to me.
I can't see, like, you know, picking a certain month, just whatever month. If you want to celebrate it, yeah, that's fine. Just give credit where credit is due once again.
But I'm still confused as to where you were coming from on that, because it's not like Black People Are Awesome Month and we don't mention any specific people. Like, it's Black History Month. They talk about what black people have done in history. So it's still giving credit where credit is due. It's just that I think it's weird to say, like, it's black anything ever. Like,
yeah,
okay. It's just weird to me. Like, okay, this is Black History Month. And like I said, it strengthens the divide. It's like I said, it's like saying this is what these people did, and we have to celebrate them because they're different and they're not us. Like, we should just fucking not do that.
Yeah. We might as well just take it all out. But my point was, like, just not be general about it. So it would you know, strengthen that divide and call it Black History Month. Just be more specific, like it's certain people and we're all part of the same, you know, network of humanity.
Where I was confused, would there be white people involved in your version of Black History Month? I'm not, or Asians,
yeah,
or whoever.
I might have to rethink this.
I'm a little confused as to where you were.
I'd have to think about how we, you know, a better solution to go about this, but I can kind of feel where he's coming from, so. All right, well, basically, what I was trying to say, we should have like an American History Month, but instead of just calling it that, because, you know, everybody's going to be thinking honkies, and fuck you ball lickers if you oppose this, but it should be American History Month featuring badass niggas.
Okay.
That's it. That's what we should call it. That'd be badass.
American History Month.
Featuring badass niggas.
Featuring badass
straight
niggas.
Up.
Straight up.
Martin Luther King would love me.
Yeah. All right. I'm still slightly confused. But that's okay. I just think that it's kind of like the whole Pride thing we talked about in, I think, episode two,
yeah, Pride.
Black History Month, to me, is the same as if you called it Black Pride Month. It's like you're linking yourself to things you had nothing to do with. Like, to say that you're proud of black people because...
Well, it's like saying you're proud to be black even though you didn't choose it, yeah. And you want a month, you know.
What I was going to say is it's like saying, I'm proud to be black because... Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin. Like,
yeah.
That has nothing to do with you, except for the fact that he's black and you're black. It has nothing to do with anything. And that means that you are kind of separating yourself and connecting yourself with this person that you had nothing to do with, that you're not at all related to.
Yeah.
But now it's almost like separate but equal. Like,
yeah,
like we're
yeah.
celebrating these people, but they're not us.
And that is primitive thinking, yeah. Separate but equal.
And what Morgan Freeman's point was why are we still, I mean, for certain purposes, the labels black, white, Asian, whatever, make sense. Because there is a difference.
Definitely.
But it's almost entirely cosmetic.
Yeah, yeah.
So why are we still separating people into, like, social groups that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you're describing somebody to the police or something, then it'd be useful information to say their skin was this color, you know, but... In any other circumstance, really, other than just physically describing a person, there's no real need for it.
Yeah. But then again, Morgan Freeman fucked his granddaughter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That story comes from the National Enquirer, so it's kind of iffy as to how legitimate it is. But the story is that, and it was his step-granddaughter. The story is that Morgan Freeman has this step-granddaughter that he... has supposedly been having a sexual relationship with since she was a teenager.
Yeah,
she's
hooked up.
She's like 27 now, I think. And like, I guess they got drunk one time and and almost fucked. And then another time, she took naughty pictures of herself to try like keep him at bay. Like, look, I'm going to just take these pictures, do what you got to do. But of course, like, if I wanted to bone you, and you handed me naked pictures of yourself and said, well, just take these and just do what you got to do. Like, stop,
well,
stop making sexual advances towards me.
That ain't cool.
That'd be a weird mixed message.
Fuck that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good for him. He's an old guy.
Yeah, true.
And I know about, you know, old guys. I've talked to my dad. He knows all about, you know, how hard it is getting pussy and when you're, you know, at that age.
It's weird because she's his step-granddaughter and he's known her since she was a kid. And, you know, it's weird because of that. But truly, if it's consensual...
And they're adults, yeah.
They're both into it, then it's not that big a deal. He is getting a divorce, I think. So he was married at the time. So that's kind of weird because for the most part, I mean, I think it's up to the individuals. Like, if you get married and you both agree that it's cool... If you're fucking other people,
there's no fucking problem there.
Then it's cool.
It's just society looking at that. Oh, it's a step granddaughter.
But if the agreement is that you're going to only bone each other, then, you know, aside from the fact that she was his step granddaughter, it's adultery and that's kind of shitty. But
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise, I have no problem with it. Like, he's just fucking
good for him.
Young chick.
Pat on the back. High five that guy.
I guess he took her to the premiere of Batman. I forget if it, oh, it was The Dark Knight. Yeah, because it was
Dark Knight. Yeah,
because the article mentioned it was the one with Heath Ledger in it. I don't know why it mentioned that. It has nothing to do with anything. But yeah, so he took her to the premiere of The Dark Knight, and supposedly they were weirdly intimate. So it seems like it's probably true. But who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
I don't know. Like, how do you feel about age differences, just in general, like massive age differences? Like,
I have no problem with that shit. Yeah.
Don't you think it would be weird, though, like, if you knew this person since they were a little kid, and then, like, they're an adult now, and you're considerably older than them, and you knew them when they were a little kid, and now you want to have sex with them? Don't you think that would be weird?
I've never been in that situation, but it might be a little weird. I don't know. I've never been, like I said, but...
Well, I haven't either.
It shouldn't be a problem, like, just as is. You know, they're old enough now, so...
I don't think it should be a problem, like, in terms of legally or morally. I'm just thinking I think that would be weird, you know?
It would,
like,
probably feel weird if the more I think about it, yeah.
Like, I used to talk to you like a little kid because you were a little kid and yeah. I was an adult. Now you're older and I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, that just seems weird in my head. It almost would be like fucking one of your kids.
Yeah, like if the age difference was enough where, like, one day you're changing their fucking diapers and then the next, you know, decade later you're fucking them and, you know, that'd be weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
If you're changing their diapers and you're fucking them a decade later, you're probably in trouble.
Couple decades later?
Did you say a couple?
No, I said one decade. Okay. I meant a couple decades. I'm not down with
fucking them when they're 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Well, either that or they're retarded, and that brings it up its own problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I just think it would be weird. Like, it's weird enough, like, if you're like almost 30 and you're dating somebody who's like 20 or around just to think about like what grade they were in when you turned 18. Like, that's like, kind of weird.
How can that escape from your mind? Like, say I'm babysitting this girl and she's fairly young, you know, she's like 9 or 10 and you're like 18 and you grow up and next thing you know, she's hitting on you and she wants to fuck you. You can't help but think about that past memory where you're babysitting them. You can't just throw that out.
Yeah, I just think
it'd
be really...
always in the back of your mind.
I think it'd be really strange and it would make me feel like a creep.
Yeah, you'd have to feel weird. There's no way.
Sometimes my bone gets the better of me, though, so who knows? If she was hot...
Not to say it's not wrong, but it would definitely feel weird.
Well, not to say it's not wrong or not to say it is wrong.
Is wrong.
Okay.
God damn it.
I just wasn't sure what you meant, because I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's immoral. I don't think it should be illegal. It's just weird.
Because I'm picturing right now, I used to babysit a little girl, and if, like, I grew up to be 40 and she wanted to fuck me, I couldn't do it. No way. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, like, it's just weird. Like, even, and this would be a relatively small age difference. I'm 26 now. Yeah. If I were to date somebody who's 21 now, but then just to think back, like, when I was in high school, they were in, like when I was in my last year of high school, they were in, well, what would they, that's 5 years. So they would have been in, like, seventh grade.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, definitely. There's no way. You'd always be thinking about that. How can you forget that?
The big difference, I think, would be
the first memory you have of them.
The big difference, I think, would be if I met them now, like, I would think about that, like, you were in this grade when I was graduating high school, but I wasn't there for that, so it's not that weird. It wouldn't bother me the same as it would if I knew them when they were in that grade.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe the more you got to know them, you know, you'd be more. Maybe that past would diminish the more you got to know them and who they are now and what they've been through.
I guess, but another thing,
it'd be okay, but
I think with a significant age difference, it would bother me that, like, a lot of, and this isn't that big of a deal, but it would just bother me that a lot of, like, the references I would make, they would have no idea what I was talking about.
Back when you were babysitting or,
like,
whatever.
If I was dating somebody, if I was, like, 35, like, when I turn, like, 35, I dated somebody who was 21 then, and I mentioned, like we said earlier, Star Search, they would have no idea what I was talking about.
That'd be even more creepy.
But that kind of thing would just bother me. That's not a big deal.
You never knew about that? Whoa. What are we doing together?
Yeah, remember the NES? Remember Mario Brothers? You mean Mario Galaxy?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, time to walk
you
away.
You are an infant. I don't know. I don't know if I could date somebody that much younger than me.
Why do we have to think, you know, that it's so wrong? Because like we're saying, it's not wrong. They're adults. But the whole weird thing, you know, why do we keep thinking about that first, you know, moment we met, you know, when you were a child? Why does that keep dwelling on us? I think it's society. It's that pedophile thing. Like, you know, you're in this fear of being that pedophile because you're thinking about this. Well, oh, God forbid, you know.
I guess I think part of it, yeah, is that, like,
who gives a shit?
You'd be kind of at least subconsciously thinking, does this make me a pedophile?
Yeah, so why is that?
But well, if you weren't attracted to them as a kid, then you're not a pedophile.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I think it would just be odd to think. It'd be odd that your relationship could have been both of those things, could have been almost like that of a parent or a brother.
Yeah.
When you were younger.
Okay.
And now
okay.
all of a okay. sudden you're fucking them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird that your relationship could be both of those.
Yeah.
Could change from one to the other.
You can't, yeah, bring both of those relationships into one without feeling...
Without feeling like a weird creep.
Yeah. You know, the guardian, parental figure, and then now you're, let's fuck, you know.
Yeah. So,
I can see that, yeah.
Well, I think we're starting to kind of ramble on here, so I think maybe we should wrap this up.
Yeah, we should wrap it up.
Send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581. And don't be a chicken shit. Speaking of chicken shits, Brandon, who never received his stickers.
Speaking of chicken shits.
Geez. Well, he didn't leave a fucking voicemail.
Okay.
Because he's like, I was a chicken shit. Well, whatever.
Okay.
Brandon, we sent out your stickers twice.
Yeah, we did. And
so, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You sent us your address twice, and both of them were exactly the same.
Yeah, we compared them. We tried to break this down. Like, what's going on? It's got to be the Postal Service.
Unless you sent us the wrong address twice. We've got the right one. We sent them out twice. I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, the post office doesn't want you to have them.
Yeah.
Also, last week... We played that gay exorcism audio, and yeah. I attributed it to Brandon Johnson because I got confused. It was actually this other Brandon. There's too many fucking Brandons in
the
world.
Too many Brandons
in the world.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was my mistake. I got the t-shirts in finally, so I'll be sending those out soon. Yeah.
T-shirts, motherfucker.
Check out the Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, add us as a fan if you aren't already. But yeah, if you ordered a t-shirt or if you are entitled to one.
Well, not if you ordered a t-shirt.
Yeah, we don't have an ordering system yet. We're not that popular. Yeah, if you're entitled to one, you will receive one. I don't know how soon. Not shortly, but.
I have no idea how long it'll
depends
take.
Depends on
to
whether or not you live in Rhode Island, so.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
That should do it. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll check you next week.
God hates the world and other people. You have one fish five a day for your proud city. It's too late to change your mind. You live in truly life. Do not grow up for